Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog. Amongst other things, today is a Friday. That means Rach and I are going to be discussing gamers' health. Rach, say hello.
Hello.
There you go. So, we actually have a voicemail from our very own Laramie, because Rach posed a question as to the best techniques.
Sort of how to get started.
Best practices.
With exercise.
On how to get started with exercise.
Yeah.
And Laramie left a voicemail. Mm-hmm. I think I get tongue-tied. Mm-hmm. So, we'll step away for Laramie, and then we'll be right back.
Hey, Eric. It's Eric and Rach, actually, because I think you're both hosting Gamers Health now. And that's actually why I'm calling. This is Laramie, previous qualifier. Yes, I'm legally a nurse. This is not medical advice. This is just my personal experience. Rach, I heard you say something about, I think it was about exercise and how do you get started? My personal experience with exercise, diet, anything health-wise like that, I think the best thing you can do is to start slow. I feel like people try to go in both feet first and just you're kind of setting yourself up for failure. You feel like you didn't accomplish much as you wanted to, and then you don't want to do it. Exercise. Don't go for a run. Just go for a walk. It doesn't even have to be miles. Just a walk to the corner and back, a walk around the block, a short bike ride. Same thing with diet. People don't need to just upset their entire dietary structure. Just, you know, cut a little bit out here and there and a little bit here and there and just kind of see where it takes you. Once you hit achievable goals, I feel like there's positive reinforcement there and it just kind of starts to snowball. Anyway, hope you guys are both living well. Stay safe. See ya.
Thank you so much, Laramie. You know, it's helpful because, you know, a lot of us, I know myself, like I have all these fantasies of doing some sort of activity every day. And so maybe I need to start with 3 times a week or, you know, something like that. And you're right, some type of movement, whether it's walking, whether it's, you know,
Stationary bike. Yoga.
The yoga videos. I always get the time on the weekends, but then during the week, it's just like, no, I want to watch videos after work. So yeah, you know, being able to like slowly incorporate it is probably the thing that's going to last the longest. So,
right. And I mean, listen, now Laramie says, even with the diet, well, you know what?
I did not have a choice
with my diet. However, I have searched the interwebs for ways to get not around the restrictions, but to compensate for the restrictions in my diet. Mm-hmm. Initially, I was told I had to keep my sodium, my salt intake under 1,500 a day. That's now been changed between 1,500 and 2,000. Which, believe it or not, is actually a huge relief because it actually means that I could have a non-supersized fast food meal once in a while and not, like, literally kill myself. But I like pasta. I like rice. So earlier this week, I made my first stir fry. And
it was very nice. It was ginger.
Yeah, Mrs. Dash, ginger sauce, so for the stir fry, and chicken strips, which I unbreaded, which I cut to, you know, chunk sizes, and fried them up in the pan with a little olive oil, threw in a whole frozen bag of broccoli, about a third of a bag of peppers and onions, again, frozen. And we needed rice. Now I have brown rice in those like nukeable bags that take like 2 minutes and they're already pre-cooked. But I have the same as the fake pasta, the fake rice. What kind
it's
of
a special root from China?
Yes. And So there's different brands. There's Skinny Pasta. There's Miracle Pasta. One just requires you to rinse the pasta or the rice for like a minute in warmish water. And then you put it in a pan and you heat it up, which is what we did today. I had a nice meat sauce for Italian food. So I made the I'm going to call them the fake noodles, the fake spaghetti noodles. You don't even realize it as you're eating it. You're eating noodles with, in this case, 9 calories a serving. So we had two servings apiece. So it was 18 calories apiece. But the rice that we have is another brand. Now, it actually tasted very good, but a bit more of a pain in the ass. So I wanted rice with the stir fry. So yeah, and I broke out the wok and all that stuff. With the rice, again, it was a different brand. And I'm going to have to put this all up on the blog one day. You had to rinse the rice and strain it. And then you had to boil the rice for 2 minutes. And then you had to drain it. And then you had to throw it in a pan for 2 to 3 minutes to cook. Pain in the ass. However,
worth it. You felt it was worth it.
Yes, it tasted really good. Mm-hmm. Really, I want to say konjac, but that's probably.
I think you might be right.
It might be right. Konjac roots. The different brands from it. Some of the brands initially smell less earthy. Some smell more earthy. That's why you're doing this rinse process. The ones that the rice ones were cheaper. The more expensive one was like, I don't know, like $3.75 for quote a 2-serving bag. Mm-hmm. And they think these were like $2.75 for a 2-serving bag. I don't know if it's worth it for the extra steps. It's certainly worth it for the next to nothing calories and low impact in the carbs. Now, that being said, what other things do I happen to really enjoy and I'm missing out on? Believe it or not, good old New York style bagels.
Mm.
If you haven't had, and that's not the fucking Lender bagels that you get in your frozen food section.
These are real, real bagels.
Right.
Guys don't have it
now
across the country.
But, yes. So you can find these bagels online.
We have to bring bagels to Connecticut.
Yeah.
They don't have it the same way.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, these bagels, each bagel counts as 2 servings. So we actually, for our Italian food tonight, we took one of the onion and garlic bagels, sliced it in half, toasted it, buttered it, and each had half a bagel. It was
the texture of them was really good.
And the flavor was really good.
And yes.
And that's the whole thing. Were they cheap? No. They're about $2.75 a bagel, so it's just under, $8 for 3 bagels. Mm. It ain't cheap to substitute. But again, I'm trying to control carbs, greatly control carbs, because I'm a type 2 diabetic. And because of the congestive heart failure, I have to control sodium. So we also picked up same company, which I'm going to step aside for a second and actually name the company. Doesn't that make sense, Rach?
It does.
Okay.
We found these awesome bagels from some unknown place.
LC Foods, actually.
Hey, yes.
LC New York style boiled bagels. They also had cheese crackers. Huge cheese crackers. And
they look like slices of cheese.
And dipping sticks, which were very good. We also have hummus, which is very low in carbs.
It's a different type of a bean or something.
Yes.
Not a chickpea.
Here's the thing, folks. Right now, before COVID, before congestive heart failure, I was at my local pub 4 to 5 times a week for lunch. It wasn't cheap. It was a great experience. I had good times. But the money that I would have been spending at the pub, I'm now spending on specialty foods that replicate that
things that you'll enjoy eating.
Yes, and that's it. You can't deprive yourself. You can't just sit around. I really thought, and I can prove this if you look at my cupboard, that I would be sitting around eating like rice cakes with.
We haven't touched them much.
No, because I really thought that rice cakes was the future of my snacking, and thank God it isn't. You know. I actually have.
I mean, there's a place for them.
Yes, yeah. I don't. Yeah,
a little peanut butter or something.
Yeah, I don't know. The place might be the garbage at this point because I'm finding they are cheap. Don't get me wrong. And and this is before I really started exploring options. I've got no salt added kidney beans, so I can make my chili. I can make my bean salad where I make it with. Along with my mother with beans. Onions, sliced tomatoes, fresh mozzarella, not shredded. You get the fresh mozzarella, like a pound, and you cut it up into about, I don't know, half-inch cubes. And then you make a homemade Italian dressing with no salt. But you let that marinate overnight. Oh, my God, it's to die for. You can have some savory, delicious food. I'm going to be making probably pancakes in the morning. Mm-hmm. Low-carb pancakes. Earlier in the week, I made low-carb muffins. For my birthday last Thursday, a week ago, I baked low-carb brownies. Even my parents, my niece was like, now Shannon's 9, right? Am I getting this wrong?
Yeah, she's going to be 10 this year.
Okay. Even she was like, oh, my God, Uncle, this is good.
Yeah.
You know, you have to find substitutes so you are not tempted to go out and justify, like, well, I bought my smart food popcorn because I could justify it because it's healthy for you. No, it isn't. That shit ain't healthy for you. But you can have healthy snacks. You can snack and not feel cheated. Cost a little bit extra, but then you just don't eat as much of it. And it's good. So, folks, that's, you know, you have to.
Yeah, you observe the serving size, not sit in front of the TV with the bag, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, you have a beer or two. For my beer, because I'm finding that as much as I like the red wine, it does upset my stomach a little bit sometimes, depending on the red. But I picked up Corona Premier. Why did I pick up Corona Premier? Well, it's 90 calories, but also it's 2.6 carbs per serving. I had a glass with dinner. I had a glass when we were watching the movies tonight. I'm very satisfied. And I don't feel like I'm being deprived. And that's huge. I know Blue Moon apparently has put out a light beer. Oh, my God. Blue Moon is one of my weaknesses. Don't tell anybody. But I got to find that new Light Blue Moon, and maybe that would be my go-to beer. But, again, it's moderation. And if you're eating tasty, enjoyable, almost decadent stuff, we have 4 grams of carb ice cream in the refrigerator. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll have some before we go to sleep.
Mm. That might be too much, no?
What, 4 grams? Oh, geez.
All right.
Yeah.
I didn't eat lunch today.
Yeah, you see? She's funny excuse today. folks, again, don't deprive yourself. Because when you deprive, you're going to find yourself binging. Or you're going to be a fucking miserable person. Mm. You got to find enjoyable, healthy substitutes. They are out there. They are not going to be your cheapest options. You're not going to get, you know, low-carb pasta for 3 boxes for $1. Sorry. You know, you're not going to get your, you know, I guess I could actually, with the low-carb or no-carb pastas, I could make, ramen soup. I probably I could probably use Mrs. Dash and a little no-salt chicken broth, and might have a nice little lunch of that one day. You know, spur of the moment, you know, cooking here in my head. which I will admit that I really don't use recipes now when I'm cooking. I'm pretty much by the seat of my pants. I'm vanging it. Folks, seriously, the most important thing, in my opinion, is to take that first step. Whether it's exercising, whether it's eating healthier, whether it's cutting sodium from your diet, if you're a diabetic, whether it's cutting carbs or controlling your carbs, you got to take that first step. Don't be like me, okay? Don't wait till you get hospitalized for 2 weeks with congestive heart failure, to the point where they want to issue you the magical life vest to kickstart your heart if your heart happens to stop and your insurance company won't actually pay for it.
Yeah, the wonderful gynecologist who's responsible for denying it.
We'll probably bring this up every episode. but don't be me. All right, folks? Don't be the old me, I should say. Maybe you want to be a little bit like the new me. You know, find a substitute. Exercise. I didn't do the exercise bike today, but I do it about 5 days a week. I find it really helps. It's really good. Folks, we're in the midst of a pandemic, COVID. I am not a medical professional. I will defer to medical professionals, but I will say take actions to protect your health and your safety and that of your loved ones, your family, your friends, your community. If you need instructions, talk to a medical professional. And as always, be safe, be well. God bless. Roll those dice. And yes, and myself and possibly my lovely wife, Rach, we'll talk with you all. And I say it, God willing, because I'm in that position where I've learned that every day is a blessing. We'll talk with you tomorrow. Thank you so much. Good night.
Good night.